traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
But I think you need something to think of me. It's something that'll keep you warm and it's all we can be.
And take 3, roll it back, boys, and action.
It just sometimes when we start these, I like stutter and stuff.
When he says sometimes, he means every single motherfucking time.
I just get nervous. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world, by the way. So thank you guys all for rating us 5 stars on the iTunes Store, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, eBay, Craigslist, anything's fine, really. Wow. What a great fun thing this show is, Splendor. Mm-hmm. Like we are really enjoying ourselves. I'm not going to lie. We also just started a Impulsive Clips channel. It's pretty self-explanatory. The clips from Impulsive, the highlights, if you will. I'm going to put the link for that channel in the description. So make sure you subscribe to that as well. But first, subscribe here and continue making us the number one podcast in the world. We have a very special guest today. I say that every time. Do you think I'll ever say the guest isn't special? Probably not, right?
Probably not.
Because then they wouldn't come.
I think it would be counterintuitive.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm upset with Mike today. I'm upset with you.
I did nothing.
You know this.
Got a lot of sleep last night. Went to bed early.
Sounds like you did the opposite of that, and I did that. Mike has been banned from getting boners in the house. You have to go to the gym to get boners from now on.
No more boners.
He's becoming a safety hazard.
I've not signed any paperwork regarding that.
Okay, I'm going to introduce the guest now. Introducing our guest. Famous Birthdays has him as the number one most popular person in the world. He's got an irresistible voice, magnetic charm, and he once consumed an entire battleship. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jacob Sartorius.
What's going on, guys? Yo, I'm excited to be here today.
Yo, thank,
great to have
thank,
you. Dude.
Thanks for coming on, bro.
Thank you for having me.
How'd you eat that whole battleship?
Yeah, how did you do that, Jacob?
Eat a whole battleship.
I read it on Famous Birthdays. Mm-hmm. Super
what
reliable.
What does that mean?
Most reliable.
Super reliable information.
I don't know what that means. I don't think I've ever done that.
Oh, for sure. Such a dumb thing. So you're quite the hot commodity, bro. A lot of people have been requesting you. And how old are you, by the way?
16.
And where are you from?
Reston, Virginia.
Virginia, stand up.
It's like
up.
The suburbs of Washington, D.C. It's like East Coast. Like.
But then all of a sudden, so fun fact, you became this like internet superstar young phenom type thing. You started off on Musical.ly, yeah?
I started actually on YouNow. Just broadcasting in my room.
Whoa.
No one knows that.
YouNow, the live broadcasting.
Yeah.
And how many fans did you build up on YouNow?
I would have like 30,000 people in every live. Like,
bro, what did you do?
On my 13th birthday, you had to be 13 to use YouNow. So on my 13th birthday, I downloaded it, went live. I had like 250 people in there. And I went live every day, bro, and just like started. Just
every
off.
Day, bro.
How'd you I get your first? Mean to say that. How'd you get your first 250?
Yeah,
I think like, through Vine. Actually, like I used all social media, bro. Okay. I finessed the game. I put like account managed by mom in all my bios when I was 12 so that people thought that my
Savage.
Mom was running wow. it, but I was running it the whole
Savage.
Time.
Did she even know about it?
She did. Like people at my school started like telling her about it and it became like something bigger, bro. Like now I have people employed to my company and I tour and it's like I'm 16, bro. Like
16-year-old
making
boss.
Jobs out here.
Can't even drive yet.
My boy's making jobs. You might run for president one day, Jacob Sartorius.
Thank you.
What about you on the live stream? Do you think people enjoyed watching? Because 30,000 people watching live is a lot.
Yeah, man. I would do crazy things. I would prank call people. I would have my friends on it, FaceTime people. They had like a guest broadcasting thing, kind of like how Instagram has that now.
Oh, tight. So, but why YouNow versus YouTube? Because a lot, like when I was your age, I decided to do YouTube. YouNow seemed a little.
I just
harder.
Saw a lot of like the Viners using YouNow as a way to like really talk to their fans. Like I saw Carter Reynolds and people like that.
They would go
on Vine and be like, "Oh, I'm live on YouNow." So that's kind of how I got familiar with it.
I got you. Okay, and then at what point did you transition to Musical.ly where you had, by the way, how many followers before it?
I don't even know what
No,
I
yes,
got
you
right
do.
Now.
Say a number. It had to be what, 25 million?
Yeah,
25
probably,
million
right.
followers
yeah.
on Musical.ly. Dude, that's That is so many.
Is that the most in the platform?
Number one, right?
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
You were the biggest, just say it.
Jacob, stop trying to be humble. I'm trying to, like, you got this, bro.
Flex, dog. Just flex.
Flex,
on him.
Dog. I got a Gucci belt on.
There we go.
Oh, he's hard. There he's hard.
Okay. Got a Gucci belt on.
He's hard. So, yo, you're 16.
Yes, sir.
You don't yet have a car. You said you can't drive yet. You don't have your driver's license.
I should get my permit, bro. You can get it at 15 and a half.
Yeah,
in
JoJo Siwa did.
She's driving a red G-Wagon, by the way.
She showed me up.
Well, she kind of did.
She
absolutely.
Was driving it.
Nah.
She just pulled up.
Nah, she. I don't know if the car was here. How did she get here?
I think her mom drove.
Yeah, right.
No, the mom. Her mom wasn't here. But yo, on that note, she sold 40 million bows. How many bows did you sell this year?
Zero.
Fuck.
Yeah.
How many bows did you throw?
How many? Yeah. Pah, pah, yeah.
Zero.
Respect.
I don't know.
Same
piece.
You don't I watched your fight, bro.
Oh, you did?
What'd I watched
you,
your fight.
What'd you think?
Watched it on my tour bus with like everybody from my tour, and we were all rooting for you, bro.
I'm so sorry I could not bring home that W, bro.
Is there a rematch happening or what? What's the deal with that?
Supposedly, yes. I mean, I don't know. Like, KSI kind of went dark.
Let me be like your wingman, bro.
Okay.
If like you're struggling in the ring, you tap me, of course.
Let's of go. Course.
And I'll just boom. Walk in and do what I need to do Let's to go. Finish off whoever. Let's
go. I appreciate
it's
that.
It's not a problem.
Finesse I appreciate it. That.
It's quick.
That's my boy. He's got my back. But yo, KSI has not been having a good end of year.
Really?
Have you been following like this YouTube drama stuff?
Mm-mm.
And he's got
what's going on? Update me, bro.
He's got beef with Deji.
Okay.
Some dude named Quadeca made a diss track on him. And, like, toasted him.
Fire.
Ooh.
He went dark almost completely on all social media. It's rough, bro. And so like,
wow.
I'm probably like quite honestly the last of his concerns right now. Because I just want to beat him up. Like,
yeah.
Well, KSI, we're calling you out right now.
I've been calling him out. Like,
it's not even worth it anymore.
Yeah. But yo, speaking of beating up, okay. You're homeschooled, yeah?
Yeah.
So you didn't get a freshman beatdown in high school.
No. Nah,
you didn't
bro.
Go through that.
No, but I did get bullied, bro. Like
But before high school, if it's different. Freshman beatdown's different.
No. I never actually went to a real high school, no.
So you did not get your freshman beatdown?
No.
Okay. I figured. If I give Jacob Sartorius his unofficial freshman beatdown right now on the set of Impulsive, is that good for my brand or bad for my brand?
It's good for your brand.
Mike, what do you think?
I agree, but the only problem is I didn't know he was going to bring two bulky-ass motherfuckers, bro. Like
you think Jacob Sartorius could just go walking around in the streets?
I don't know, dude.
Hell no.
He's number one, more famous than Justin Bieber, dude, on bro. Famous birthdays.
See, the thing is, guys, all right, let's just talk about famous birthdays first.
The most reliable source.
The most reliable source, right?
Love famous birthdays, by the way. Love you, y'all.
I love famous birthdays. Famous birthdays, we love you. But I do think it's mainly based off of, like, fan interaction online. It's not based off of like, because bro, Obama and all those people.
Who
like,
Obama? Who's that?
Obama? Yeah,
who's
that?
And Bieber too. Like I know Jacob Sartorius, but like the other two, I don't know who.
You don't know who?
Goddamn
Bieber,
right, you do.
No clue.
So you didn't go to school.
No.
What things do you think you missed out on in public school that you think like could be valuable information? For example, I'll tell you right now, drugs are bad.
Yeah, 100. In my hometown, that's not like a big thing. It's more just like a really conservative town, and I went to elementary school there. I went to middle school, and I dropped out in seventh grade. I didn't drop out, by the way. That sounds bad. I switched to a private school because I thought it would be better for like kids harassing me and stuff for what I did. And it was when I was like really taking off, bro. My family's like business people. They don't know this like industry at all.
So kids were hating on you for what you were.
And I was so young that I couldn't move out. I couldn't come to LA like I wanted to, but now I'm moving to LA. So like
congrats.
I'm really about to start like taking it into my own hands now.
Let's go.
And before it was more.
What kind of kids or what kind of things were kids saying and doing to you?
Bro, I mean, I'd walk through the hallways. I'd get shoved. My mom would have to talk to my principal like every day after school about just threats and stuff. And it was just like dangerous and it was really low, man, because none of those people had ever bullied me before I started doing this online stuff. And then I guess it's how it works, bro.
It is indeed how it works. It's crazy how people from small towns, they frown upon success beyond their bubble.
Exactly. Oh,
yeah. Which I find
well said,
the most odd, counterintuitive thing in the world.
Yo, lesson to all those bullies out there, too, is like it's so pointless to go against.
Let me take it from here. Right. Hey, fuck y'all.
There we go.
For bullying
say
Jacob.
It. There we go. I was going
to
say it.
He said it for me since I didn't have to say it, but listen to him.
Yep. Listen to him.
Crazy not coming from him because he's one of the biggest bullies I know.
That's not really true. I just don't like Mike today. That's all. That's all. I just don't like Mike.
I saw you guys were having some beef. You want to tell me what that's about?
Yeah, Mike, you want to talk about it or?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Last night, I went out. I went to see Metro Boomin and Roddy Ricch. Shout out Roddy Ricch. You're coming on the show next week. We love you, I think. I know we love you.
Yeah, I think you're coming on the show. Yeah, we love you.
And I came home with some girls.
I was trying to sleep.
Yo, I know where this is going. Hey, finish this story, bro.
No, don't finish that story.
He has to finish it.
Don't you finish that story.
I'll wait.
You shut your mouth.
I'll wait.
And if you get a boner, go to the fucking gym. You've been banned. You are a safety hazard.
Okay. So I come back last night with a mean squad. Like 4 of them.
Okay.
Real good looking girls, yeah? Dude's in bed with some like face mask on and shit. On some like baby back bitch type shit, right?
I have acne.
And I come in and I
have acne.
Sounds like a little self-care, bro.
I put on like
a face mask.
Bro, you know when you get pimples,
everyone
you put a little
that,
like
right?
toothpaste on the...
Yeah, you know, when you're a girl and shit, right? And so I come back and I bring these 4 beautiful women back and Logan's like, oh man, like I'm sleeping and shit. And so you know what? I said, all right, ladies, you go get them. And so I sent them in. And it turned into
things that we shouldn't talk
some
about.
Some shit we cannot talk about. Okay.
All right, yeah.
And then he had
That's
to sit
cool.
me down this morning
I
and
think
said,
I
like,
get it.
Sex is, you know, had like this little like sex talk with me and how it's like bad and shit. And it's fucking dumb.
Look, I'm trying my best.
I respect
to be responsible.
He's about to lie. He's lying.
We have a lot Whoa. Of hey we have a lot of rooms
you know
in the
that's
house.
Not a lie
it, no to be responsible yeah you
how
are
do you
being
feel about this do they they're just so, always beefing
no well here's the thing we have a lot of rooms in the house my room's in the you know upper corner
yeah
Logan doesn't enter that room very often and he came in concerned this morning like concerned and I was like
bugging
I was like. I was like, well, what's good?
Serious like, problems.
It's just hard. We just don't know where to draw the line when it comes to that kind of stuff. And I think last night.
What do you mean we? We do know where to draw the line.
He's including himself in that. Like, it's like, oh, we're all in this together. But I feel like it's one of you guys. Let's find out.
It is
him.
I'm going to go back.
Oh, they're both pointing at each other.
I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back on topic.
Yeah.
All right. Back to the topic,
Jacob.
Guys. Yes, sir.
You were homeschooled.
Yes, I was.
I'm gonna give you some tidbits. I'm gonna be your older brother right
yes,
now. Some
please,
tidbits
bro.
that things you would have learned in public school.
Okay.
Like I said, drugs, bad.
Bad.
Stay away from drugs.
Yes, sir.
Wear condoms. Very important. Yes, very important. 3, stay away from girls who twerk upside down.
Ooh.
You live by those 3 rules.
And your life will be good.
You will have an amazing life.
So that's Logan Paul's guidebook to
a successful
childhood.
Life.
Childhood.
Yeah, childhood.
Manhood.
Yeah, speaking of manhood, Jacob, what's your net worth?
I mean, I don't know what my net worth is.
You're lying. You're lying, bro.
I got money, but not the Logan Paul money.
How do you know that, bro? I don't know. I bet you make cash. Like, well, just I ask because people want to know, bro.
I just tour. I love meeting people. I get tired on tour, though, so I'm taking a break to work on my music and some cool things. But when I get back out on tour, like, it's always crazy, bro. There's nothing better. And I've seen that you've done some live shows, too, bro. Like, you know that feeling of, like...
Oh, it's exhausting.
Everybody knows your stuff, bro. That's crazy.
But it's exhausting. Yeah. You know, you have a... I'm not just saying this. You have a... He's got swag that I did not know.
I did
not account for this.
I did not know.
You have swag, young man.
Thank you, man.
Do you meet girls on tour with swag?
You know, bro, like, I've had a relationship, so I haven't been like messing with other girls or anything.
Who's
you're,
that?
You're currently in a relationship?
Yes.
Who's that with?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, it's private.
It's private.
Oh,
have you ever had a private relationship?
I tried.
And it didn't work?
It worked for a while. It worked for a minute, but then you get like spotted out.
Yeah, bro.
The fans make connections. They're like, oh, she went there on this day and he went there on this day. They both posted
bro,
the same Instagram
story. They're detectives.
Story.
Have you ever had the thought, ready? I was asking, to hire one of your like top fans as a detective
hell yeah.
for the Logan Paul company. And they just do scouting research and they're always searching and like.
I have always said, if you want to catch a terrorist, forget the CIA, send a fangirl. They will find him.
I've never seen anything.
They will
like
find
like they
him.
Will help you find the murderer.
Oh yeah.
And you're good.
Oh yeah. They are sharp. Sharp.
And they'll do it for a selfie too. Like they don't you don't even have to pay them $40 million like the CIA.
Really just great.
They'll do it for a selfie.
Yo, you know Cameron Dallas.
Of course, yeah.
Are you friends with him?
Yeah.
You kind of remind me of like a young Cameron Dallas.
Really?
He's like a good looking guy, got swag. He's actually getting into music as well.
Yeah, no. Absolutely.
Who else are you tight with in the space? Do you have like a clique?
Yeah, I mean, I'm tight with Roy Purdy, Lil Xan.
We love Roy Purdy.
Lil Xan is my boy. He's actually in rehab, so shout out to him for getting his life together.
Get well, Xan.
Good stuff.
Get well, Xan.
And I try to keep my circle pretty small. Like, I mean, you can ask them. Like, I'm normally just chilling at the crib posted alone after studio sessions and stuff. But yeah. Like, yeah, I have a couple people that, like, I chill with. But, bro, I'm very to myself. Like, I'm a loner, bro.
What's the craziest thing you've done? Do you have one of those? Do you get to
play
be
the O2 Arena
ooh.
In London? Like, because Drake says it, like, I turn the O2 into the O3. Oh. And I'm like, oh, like, wow.
Yo,
I did that. I didn't turn it to the O3, but I played it.
When did these... when did you like sit down when you were young and like think about this stuff? Did you think about this? Did you manifest this stuff?
Manifested. And somebody that I've always looked up to is Jim Carrey. Just because he's been so crazy and so driven by what he does. Acting, bro. Like he can really genuinely act. And people are like, oh, he just plays the crazy character. Like he's just like that. Bro, he has another side to him that people don't really get to see, and he keeps that for himself, and I respect that. And when he talks, like, I feel like I'm listening to somebody so much wiser than like his years, bro.
Facts. Have you seen the doc? What's the doc where he
takes acid
for
there's one that he goes on like
really?
A psychedelic adventure.
No, I was talking about the one where
Andy Kaufman,
yes, yeah, Jim and Andy, yes, yeah, Jim about and him getting too lost in the character, right?
Bro,
crazy story. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that happened to the guy from that played the Joker too.
Yeah.
He committed suicide,
yeah,
right?
Bro.
Cause he got, yeah, bro. That's crazy.
Well, in life, yeah.
I can only imagine when you dive into that character, yeah. Like you become them, right?
Yeah.
I've never played like a movie.
So for those of you without context, Jim Carrey would dive so deep into a character, he would become the character both on and off camera. So when, you know, they yell cut at the end of the day, Jim Carrey stays in character. And
yeah.
They're like outlandish characters. They're not just like a regular dude.
Oh, he'd have a plastic bag over his head or he'd be doing some crazy stuff.
Yeah. My favorite scene is when he pulled up to work and crashed his car.
Yo, I saw that, bro. The director's like, what's going on?
Yeah. Such a weird thing.
We've got a guest.
Kong da Savage, by the way.
Yo, everybody go follow Kong da Savage.
Wow. True. He's got many of followers.
Actually, let me follow Kong da Savage right now, too.
His content game has been a little weak lately, but...
That's disgusting.
But his tongue's been strong. His tongue has been strong.
So is that one of the reasons why you kind of... You keep a close circle. You dipped off from public school is just because it's not... That kind of stuff isn't taught.
Yeah,
and it's hard to surround yourself with that.
I mean, I was adopted, man. Like my whole life has been like a journey to try to fit in almost. And I'm done trying to do that now. I'm trying to just be my authentic self.
Well, you're in.
Yeah.
You're in.
And just ride with it. You know, like I'm experimenting with what happens if I go inside my head and just share that with people, because a lot of people are so focused on like quick milestones and quick satisfaction, like instant, bro. We're in 2018, bro. Like you post something and it gets X amount of likes, and then 3 months later, if you're down a couple hundred thousand likes, I've seen people cry about it.
Hell yeah.
Because their likes are down. And I'm like, And I've been there, bro. Like, I've worked myself up about, oh, okay, everything's down right now. But I've learned to not let it affect my mental health, and that if you can separate yourself from social media, it's good for you. Like, take breaks off your phone. Like, take a day off. Like, you don't have to be on that stuff all the time. Like, it's bad. There's so much technology. Like, we're not made to have all this, you know?
That's crazy hearing you say that. You know, as a 16-year-old, we're kind of the first generations to have cell phones, a TV in our pockets.
I tweeted the other day, I was like, isn't it crazy that one day people are going to learn about social media in history class? Like, kids will be taught, like, oh, back in the day, like, people used to post on social media. Like, it'll be an ancient thing. Kind of how we look at, like, press back in the day, too.
So you think social will go out at some point and people will be talking about it, like,
I think I'm excited to see where it goes, man. Like, we're on a great journey right now with all the apps, and I'm excited to see which next app is going to take off, or maybe there's just new things within the apps that are already out. So
Vine too.
I'll tell you, at some point there will probably be an impulsive app, and I would say that'll take off.
I will download that.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys have me on here.
Gosh darn right. All right, so check it. You tweeted that. I saw that tweet.
Yeah.
I also saw this tweet. They say you are what you eat, but it's funny because I don't remember eating a legend.
Ooh.
Wow. Wow.
Yo.
That's good.
You don't remember eating a legend?
Yo, I saw this thing and it was like, they say you are what you eat. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, my boys were like, bro, you're a legend. Like, sometimes people around you, and I'm sure, Logan, you've dealt with this, where people around you are like, bro, you're the best. You're the best. And they, like, praise you. And then eventually you're like, yo, I need some real, like.
The problem with that is I'm not the best. So they don't say that. They just call me, like, a shithead.
You're up there, bro.
Question.
You're, like, doing good.
Bro, I just tweeted this as a joke. Holy, is that how many retweets it has right now?
Yeah. That's recent. I just say, because this looks like something I would tweet. Like, I
say you are what you eat, but it's funny because I don't remember.
But no one calls me a legend. I just kind of, like, I just do my thing.
See, the thing is, like, I understand how the public views me. So when I tweet something, I know what's going to get a reaction.
Like, that got a reaction, bro. Like, 80,000, yeah. 80,000
I was
likes.
Like, oh, yeah. People would be like.
Kong eats his own shit. What does that make him?
Is he a...
What does that make him?
Is that a Pomeranian?
Yeah,
Pomeranian, cutie, I think so. Bro.
Chihuahua, like...
Such a cutie.
I don't really know, bro.
He's just living life.
Look at his tongue.
Are you going to interview him one day?
Maybe. I'm worried he's not going to respond because, you know, doesn't know English and stuff.
Yeah. You should get him, like, an English coach.
That's a good idea, Jacob.
Danny, can we hop on that?
Smart kid.
This dog has nothing going on up there. He is literally in outer space 24 hours.
Yeah, it's true.
He's just happy, man. He's high on life.
It's not even the word. He's just detached from reality. He barks at just nothing constantly. He runs around the yard and just barks at nothing.
Well, because in his mind, he's protecting the galaxy.
From nothing.
Yeah. Well, you don't know that. You don't know that.
There's something there. In his mind, he's protecting something.
What if there is...
We've talked about this.
That's the thing.
What?
Something that we cannot see with our simple human eyes.
What animals can see?
No, not animals.
Oh, Kong.
And he's consciously tapped in. He's sending thought waves through the galaxy to defend us.
Thought waves, yes.
My favorite kind of waves.
Waves full of thoughts.
Big one came in last night.
This is the first alien dog. He's from, bro, I believe it.
Yeah.
I'm sold.
It could be true, Jacob.
I mean, look at him. He's
Hey, can I ask you some questions about your music?
Yes, sir.
Because music's big, bro. That's your go-to now, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, that's.
Yes. You're gonna be a big pop star, yeah?
That's the goal, man.
What's the biggest arena you've sold out? Or stadium?
I played the New Jersey arena, which was like, that was like 8,000 to 10,000.
Dope.
I did a show with your brother.
You did?
At Pennsylvania, Hershey Park.
Wait, that was like 12,000, right?
Yeah, that was packed.
Oh shit, I remember that.
He actually announced me, bro. I was like, oh my God, Jake Paul announced
Oh, that's
me.
Cool.
Shout out Jake Paul.
Yo,
do you look up to Jake?
Of course, man. Bro, see, I look up to everybody, and that's something that nobody understands. But if I really watch somebody, I'll find something that I take away that will make me nervous when I meet them because of something that I look up to within them.
Yeah, I got you.
Like, that's a good quality to have.
What was my thing?
I was like, bro, this guy's just so out there. I love it. Bro, before you, like, people would be like, oh, I gotta filter what I say, bro. Like, nah, this man's a savage and he's awesome.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate
killing
that.
It, bro.
I still somewhat now have to filter what I say. I try to be as real as possible, but I try. Sometimes being too savage is is not good.
But I'm
out here. As Mike once asked the other day, you want to ask the question?
I asked him, how out here can you be before
it gets too out there, right?
No, before you're back in there.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you picking up what I'm putting down? How out here can you possibly be before you're like back in there? I don't know. It made more sense when I said it.
Well, I just feel like we're close to being
back in.
Back in. Yeah. It's 360 degrees of out here, and then you're back.
It's just right. You're back in there.
I'm going to read you some lyrics, Jacob Sartorius.
Yes, sir. Oh,
and I want your lyrics.
And I have to guess what song?
Nope. You probably...
Nope.
I want you to tell me what you meant by these lyrics.
I got you.
Okay, this is from your song, Chapstick.
Yes, sir.
Which, by the way, I love Chapstick.
I need some.
I always have it in my left pocket. It's so great. Okay. I might put a movie on with good intentions, but we know how this ends. We lost our phones in the cushion somewhere.
Oh.
But we just let them ring.
You know, sometimes when two people are hanging out, they
lose their phones?
You know. Yeah, they move.
they just hang out.
I'm freezing, guys.
No, it's fine. Wrote the lyrics, Jacob. This is not me.
Question. Did you mean
But sometimes when you're chilling with somebody, you know, things happen. We're humans. And, our phones get lost in the cushions. That's happened before. Like, I'll be like, yo, where's my phone? I'll be like, I lost it. But it's not a bad thing, you know?
Because then you get...
let's move on, man!
It can be...
It's getting crazy!
It can be bad, though, when your phone, like, just, sinks to China.
Whoa!
Like,
whoa. Yo, what the fuck just happened?
Kong just had a little seizure. He's fine, I think. He's fine.
Yo, it's okay, bro.
He may have lost his phone in the cushion. Okay, next lyric.
All right.
This is actually the last one.
Yep.
There was 2 lyrics. That's it.
That's it. That's all I got. Nice. So please just let me know. My heart's a metronome, and if it stops beating, then that means I'll let you go. So, they're dead.
Like, without that person, I'd be dead. Like,
well, also they would be dead.
My heart's a metronome.
You would be dead if your heart stops beating. So you'd have no choice but to let them go.
Yeah.
Fact.
And there's, if you listen to the record, Hit or Miss, there's actually like a siren that we put in the background right during that part, like a police, like ambulance.
Awesome, real life.
It's like
sound ambiance. Okay,
it's kind of sick.
The first song you ever made, I think that I saw was Sweatshirt.
Yes, sir. Bro. It was. And I actually made Hit or Miss first, but then I dropped Sweatshirt first.
Oh, okay.
Hit or Miss has 10 million more views than Sweatshirt right now.
Interesting.
So
interesting.
It's
Sweatshirt was a power. Little. Sweatshirt was a little bop. Sweatshirt was a little bop.
You know, yeah.
Why you sure. say it like that?
It was cool, man. I was 13 years old, trying my hardest. And I think now I'm like working very hard on my musical talents, like guitar playing. Before I was just like, I was innocent, bro. Like I was new to it. You throw a kid in the studio, he makes a song and it's Sweatshirt.
Jacob, speaking of Stranger Things.
Yes, sir.
There's a girl on that show.
Mike, we weren't talking about Stranger Things at all.
Oh, we hadn't hit that topic?
We didn't even plan to hit that topic.
In fact, we have questions from fans. This is actually sick.
Okay.
We had them record voice.
I saw this on Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've never done this. I don't even know if this is going to work.
So is it going to play in our headphones?
Yes, you'll hear it. Okay. You'll hear it. The audience will hear it. Let's just give this a shot. So these are questions submitted by you guys, and we're going to do more of these, by the way. So look out for them on my Twitter. Logan Paul. But yeah, this is Beth from Dublin, I believe.
All right.
If you were just an average kid and you went to a typical high school, what group do you think you would be in? Like jocks or nerds or drama kids or, I don't know, any other cliche group? Bye.
Drama kids.
Really?
I grew up in musical theater, like from age 8 till 13, just doing shows. Like just acting and singing.
Yo, good for you, dude. I say that because I was afraid to do that. Like yeah. I loved doing that stuff. But I was afraid because I didn't want to be like a drama kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So you're in tune with your emotions, you'd say, yeah?
Thank you, bro. Yeah, no, yeah? I follow what my heart tells me to do.
Do you think that, like, what are some tips for following your heart, bro? Following those emotions.
For other people out there?
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe us.
If you're feeling feelings and you're confused on why you're feeling them, a lot of times it's because we're just humans and we're feeling a lot of different feelings. Like
I'm feeling some things, Jacob.
What are you feeling right now,
man?
Bro? Let's have a therapy
man,
session.
This
I'll
sucks.
Be a therapist.
This sucks.
What's wrong?
I just like sometimes I feel like I'm in love, but I can't be. I can't be in love with the person that I love.
And why is that?
We just can't be together.
Okay.
We just can't. It's not good for either of us.
You both walk away kind of feeling like
yeah, and that's the situation. Like it's a timing thing. But it just hurts my feelings. Like, I really don't enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't think anybody enjoys that.
No.
So any advice or just should I just go fuck myself? Mike spit all over the table just now.
You can do whatever, bro. But I would say, you know, if she's somebody that you really want in your life, like...
Make it happen.
Fuck. But if not, yo, you know what? You can ride alone. Like, my new song is called Better With You, and it's all about just riding alone. Like, I'm fine alone, but I'd be better with you. So, like...
That is exactly, like... Actually, I don't know if I'd be better. No, never mind. That is not relatable to me. No.
We're still going to drive around and cry in the car listening to it.
It happens. Ready? Next question.
Yo, don't forget to buy your merch. The hottest and the softest merch in the game, bruh. This is the best
is
merch
this
out there. I promise you, you will never...
Oh. God?
I guess.
How did that sneak in?
I don't know.
Thanks, yeah, Brandon.
Not a question, but...
Oh.
I guess, yeah, loganpaul.com/shop.
Oh, wow. Everybody go shop. I'm wearing it. It's really cozy, actually.
This is from Danielle.
I came here. I got a little cold.
Oh, yeah. We hooked Jacob up with a rose hoodie. There you go.
I want to take a picture for my Instagram and just flex on you. I was just thinking about that. I'm putting it out.
And what... You want to flex on me?
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, he's okay. Wearing merch, so that's
no,
definitely...
No. I'm saying, like, shirtless. We both get shirtless and flex as hard as we can.
You ready for that smoke?
Just gonna embarrass him. It'll just
Are
be
you
funny.
Ready for that smoke?
By the way, one of my qualms with him right now, kid's just not working out. He hasn't been in the gym in 2 weeks.
Speaking of the gym,
ooh.
Why don't you go back there and do your thing?
Kid hasn't been in the gym in 2 weeks. You can flex on him hard right now, bro.
I've just been sick. Next question.
Who is it from?
Who's it
Hi,
from?
Guys, just a quick one. Because you're only 16 and other artists or influencers are 4 to 5 years older than you, some even more, do you think that this has an impact on people not taking you as seriously as they would them?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, for all the 61-year-old artists you're competing against.
I think she said 4 to 5.
Oh.
Not 45.
Oh, I thought it was 45.
I heard that too.
Yeah, I heard 45 also. But yo.
61-year-old.
Nah, but I do think, how old were you when you started like Vine and everything?
18.
So you were still like kind of young. That's 2 years older than me right now.
Yeah, but I had been in the game. I had been making YouTube videos before it was like a cool thing since I was 10.
That's crazy.
Before there was like YouTube famous, I was just like fucking around making videos.
That's sick. Just you and your brother?
Yeah, me and Jake.
Sick.
Yeah, but no, I mean...
But did you feel like people weren't taking you as serious as you wanted right away?
Well, that's the thing, Jacob. I wasn't like trying to be taken serious. In fact, if anyone takes me serious, I would urge them to stop. Stop where you're at and don't take me serious. Because I'm like a walking joke. I was born on April Fool's Day. These are facts.
But would you say like you've definitely made it a mission to break into acting and be involved in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So I guess how does that equate?
Man, I don't know. It's just one of those situations where like I'm so out here, I just end up back in there.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
This question's from Devin.
Devin, what's up?
Can you do a live performance of Sweatshirt on the show right now?
If I have my guitar with me, yes. Is there a guitar here?
There actually is a guitar.
Yo, I'm not going to perform Sweatshirt
right now. Can you sing a song?
Ooh.
You never know when you're going to need a guitar.
It's
tuned?
Not that tune, no.
Do you know how?
to. I'm chilling with a hair tie. No makeup with some sweatpants on. You know I can always be that guy. You can think about me all night long. But I think you need something to think of me. It's something that'll keep you warm and it's all we can be. I just wish we had a tuned guitar.
Yo, no, that was dope. First live performance on Impulsive, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, thank you. That's my first song ever. I released that when I was 13. About a girl wearing my sweatshirt to give me reassurance that she was mine.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. You ever have a girl leave something purposely at your house as an excuse to come back?
Yeah.
You know that's a thing, bro. You know that's a thing.
Absolutely.
No, bro. That. See, the thing is, like, but do you think guys do this stuff too, but we don't realize
Hell
it? Yeah,
no.
Right?
What?
What?
Of course.
What?
No, see, I'm saying we do. And here's why. Because girls don't know that they're doing those things. They're doing them in the moment, I think.
They know.
And when guys, bro, we do stuff
maybe,
like, you've never planned a text you've sent to your girl. Like,
what?
Ever.
Planned?
Like, you've never thought it out and been like.
I mean, yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, hook up with a girl, purposely leave something at her house like, so I have to come back. That's
a little
ridiculous.
Yeah, I've never
like,
done that.
But yo, but girls,
guys, do it.
Girl, yeah, he's done it.
You've done that?
No.
He's got the face like he's done it before.
I don't have to think about it. Maybe I have.
Girls are infamous for that shit.
Girls are infamous.
How did your ID get purposely left at a 90 degree angle, perfectly set in the right corner of?
So that when I would wake up, I would look right at it.
It's an OCD chick who wants to come back.
Yeah, and literally.
Which is fine. But don't try to play it off. Like, I know your games.
With literally a text message an hour later, I think I might have accidentally left my ID at your house. Oh, yeah, it was an accident, huh?
Mm-hmm. Were you like, okay.
No, he was like,
haven't seen it.
Yeah.
All right, check it. Next question from Sod.
Sod.
Hey, Logan. Hey, Jacob. My question addressed to Jacob is, how do you feel about Millie Bobby Brown supposedly dating Drake?
I'm just going to let that sit.
Let that one ride
I don't
out.
Think they are. How old's Drake?
Wait,
30?
That can't be a thing.
Did you watch Josh and Drake? Because we had
Drake
Josh.
And Josh?
Yeah. Cause
oh,
we had
Drake Bell.
Yeah.
Yo, sick.
Is that not?
Oh, wait.
Is that the wrong
yes,
Drake?
Yeah, it's another one of those situations where you have the
yeah, he's wrong again.
Wrong Drake.
Yo, now we were talking about, you know, the rapper.
Yeah.
Hey, did you get Post Malone's Crocs?
I was just looking at the Post Malone Crocs, bro. They've got like the things that you could put on.
Yeah.
They're actually swag.
They sold out in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Gone.
Did you manage to snag a pair?
Sorry.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Post Malone
did you get one?
Some Crocs.
No, I did not.
Yo, Post, if you're out there,
Same.
Four dudes. What size are you?
I'm 12.
I'm about a 10.
13.
I'm about an 8.5, but I'm still cool.
He's growing.
Send us Crocs.
But we'd love some Crocs.
And also, while we're talking to the camera, Cardi B and Offset, man. Hope everything's going all right.
Definitely.
Hope everything's going all right.
Offset.
What do you think's going on?
I heard there was like some like cheating type.
Yeah.
But you don't cheat on Cardi B, bro.
I mean, she's
gonna break up with you and then she's gonna whoop your ass
with a shoe.
Do you know she?
And then
know,
she'll write a rap song about you.
Oh my God. Is she
just flaming
a Cardi B diss track?
Bro,
done.
You do not want to be in a Cardi B diss track.
No,
like, that's not the
absolutely not.
By the way, unless you want to make money, because you know it sells drama, especially relationship drama, big time. Getting some relationship drama, yo, your engagement will skyrocket.
That is true. That is true.
Crazy.
Do you know how old Cardi B is?
Actually, no. 23?
I was thinking more like, yeah, I thought like more like 45.
I don't know how old she is.
She's like 26, I think. Mm-hmm. The reason I say that is just because, like, you know, I was just...
Oh, all right. So,
right around
Cardi,
my ballpark.
Listen, this guy to my left, this is my left hand, he's to my left, and he's single.
I am.
And he likes your music.
I do.
And
red bottoms.
He's looking for a child, actually, too.
Oh, okay.
Dude,
I mean, just
yeah.
Come out and say it then. I mean, you should just present it to Cardi. I mean, she's watching.
Yeah, I just want the child to be mine. It's good that she's fertile. We know that. That's
true.
Good. Have you started doing like workouts? Do you work out?
You know, sometimes. Like, back home, I have a personal trainer, but not out here yet. If you want me to come to the gym with you guys, I'm down.
Anytime, bro.
I just need like a group of people to be like, yo,
are you down to spar me?
Yeah. When is our fight? I mean,
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
I'll
I feel
spar
like-
you, bro. Like, no joke. Nah, I'm joking. I'd get my ass whooped, bro. I'd legit last 3 seconds, and it would be me running in a circle trying to avoid him until he caught me.
Yeah, that's about how long Mike lasts too.
You've never gotten in a fight?
No. I mean, do you know anybody that I could fight and you want to set up a fight for me?
I feel like you have more important things to do, quite honestly.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it would be fun though, just to mess around, box.
Yeah, you got to lose a couple brain cells.
You do. You really do. You have to make that commitment.
Bro. Like, were you getting just like,
oh yeah, fuck. Oh yeah.
Right? Dude, right before the fight, there was a moment, like we got a documentary on the way.
Mm-hmm.
There's a moment in there that, yeah, you guys are going to see. It got real.
It was horrible, Jacob. Like,
damn.
Like for sure, I got my ass kicked in sparring, and I thought my brain was going to collapse on me. Horrifying.
Did you black out and stuff?
I don't know.
You saw stars. I know you talked about that.
Oh, saw stars,
dude,
for sure.
That's probably just so scary, bro.
But if you want to come on the next undercard, Jake versus Banks, is that happening? Did you hear about that?
Really?
Oh. I don't know, bro.
It seemed. Did you see Banks? Banks' tweet?
Yo, they're beefing right now?
Did you see it?
He
went live with that.
Yeah, it had like 200,000 likes.
The fans want it. 100%.
Fans want to see Jake Paul versus FaZe Banks. Do you stay out of like YouTube drama stuff?
Yeah, but no. But that's not saying completely. Like, I'm 16-year-old boy. I watch YouTube, like, when I'm bored. I sit on my computer and just, like, click video to video. So, like, I keep up with stuff, but
yeah, you seem like a positive guy, though.
It, you know? But yeah. I keep up with it. I know everything.
It's definitely... I try to stay out of it to a point, especially with Impulsive. Like, we've been able to kind of talk about things from an objective point of view and kind of keep it at, like, an arm's length. And so far, so good.
Yeah.
So far, so good. The other nice thing about the show is like that I'm realizing is it's free speech. We can talk about like
it's legit a conversation.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Logan texted me legit. He just said like, "Yo, it's just gonna be a chill conversation." Like,
yeah, people
I was
ask
like, I'm
me.
Down.
People ask me. They go, "Yo, like, you know, I've never been on a podcast before. What is it?" And I'm like, I don't fucking know. Just come on and bullshit. So, which we have. A decent amount of. I have a question though. What do you do for fun? Do you do like fun things besides make music?
Yeah, bro. I like trampoline parks a lot.
Oh, I saw that.
Sky Zone.
Are you one of the kids who's like jumping up the walls doing triple flips and shit?
No. But I just enjoy the scenery there.
Sky Zone.
Trampolines everywhere, just like jumping. It's pretty cool. They have basketball hoops too. You could like jump up and dunk on like 12 feet.
Man, it's crazy hearing you talk because you're like still a kid that's into like kid stuff, but you're also like a successful young human being.
Yeah,
person.
If you know how to get me excited, just be like, yo, we're going to Sky Zone. When I was 13, after I would record songs, they'd be like, oh, we're going to go to Sky Zone after. Like,
yeah, that still works on me, by the way.
Yeah, me too.
If any girls want to take me on a date, Sky Zone. If you take me bowling, it's not going to work between us. I hate bowling.
Sorry.
Can't do it. But listen, yo, is there anything else you want to plug, talk about?
Is there anything else?
Yeah, like you going on tour anytime soon? You making songs?
I'm performing at... can I announce the Super Bowl thing or no?
He is performing.
No, not at the Super Bowl.
Jacob Sartorius, ladies and gentlemen.
Not at the Super Bowl, guys. Hold on. Guys, sometimes when you say things, it doesn't mean what it actually means. It's like, I am performing at the NFL shop at the Super Bowl in Georgia. And I'm very excited. Come to the NFL shop, pull up. We're going to jam.
Oh, shit. That's dope, dude.
Still performing at the Super Bowl, bro.
Congrats. I can't wait to see a song of yours in like top 50.
Bro, one day, man. I want to play you actually after this podcast. I want to play some of my new stuff.
Unreleased?
Yeah.
All right, tight.
Just so you can get the vibe and everything.
I'm down.
Yo, LP's got some tracks on the way too. I feel like you guys might need to collab.
For sure.
I smell it. I smell it in the air.
Bro, hey, yo, everybody tweet hashtag... what's a good hashtag?
Like,
Jogan. Jogan. Jogan.
Jogan.
Jogan. If you want us to make a banger,
Jogan
just
track.
Tweet hashtag
Jogan.
Jogan.
Hard.
Easy.
Jogan. All right. So check it out. Jacob Sartorius, bro. Thank you for coming on Impulsive.
Yo, thank you for having me,
the
man.
The number one podcast.
The number one podcast in the world.
Literally best ever. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo,
iTunes,
thank
Spotify.
You guys.
Of course, bro. Of course. I want to hit 1 million before the end of the year. So
everybody subscribe or else
hit that subscribe button.
I'll be upset.
Yeah, we're going to send Jacob Sartorius to beat the shit out of you.
That could happen.
That's going to happen. Yeah, with that said, I love you guys, and I will see you next Friday. Take it easy. Peace.
Stay safe.
Yeah, stay safe. Wait,
we have some audio stuff?
Yeah,
I think so, bro.
Don't you fucking move, Jacob.
Hey. Don't move, bro. There's a spider.
We want to do
Hey, yo, baby. How's it going?
Yeah, that was Jacob.
That was great.
We want to do an audio Q&A.
All right.
Q&A only for those who listen on SpyTunes.
SpyTunes?
SpyKids? That's a good name.
Oh, SpyKids.
That's pretty dope.
SpyTunes, bro. Spotify
and SpyTunes.
That's fire.
On Spotify and SpyTunes.
While we're on the topic, did you like SpyKids?
Yeah, of course, bro.
Oh, yeah, good.
Yo, you have a famous girl crush, like, that's your age. I mean, I know you're in a relationship, but, like, yo, you're the same age as Billie Eilish, I think, and she's like popping, dude.
Yeah, she's 16, right? Or 17.
Nah,
maybe.
Sure.
Yo,
pretty
she's
sure.
My age, bro.
Dude, that's what I'm saying, bro.
That's crazy, but
you ever think about something like that?
You know, my like big celebrity crush would be Mila Kunis.
Oh, yeah.
And do any of you relate to that?
Yes.
Yeah, like, sure. All right.
Yes. All right. That's me.
That's second all I got to say. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hey, give me that.
Yeah. Yeah. But what about that Ashton? You got to watch out for him. Aren't they like married and stuff? Yeah. Children?
I mean, so. Logan could take him.
Yeah.
So I'll just ride with Logan.
Yeah, but I like Ashton. So I know I'm not going to do that. I like that. Dream car. You're gonna get a whip soon, dog.
I'm getting an all pink Range Rover with black tires and
black rims
for my first car because I want to go like semi cheap. I'm not going like all out right away. I just need something to ride around, you know, and maybe pick up people.
Yeah,
throw a party.
When do you plan on getting your license though? Because that's like kind of timely,
bro. You can get your permit at 15 and a half. But you get your license a year after you get your permit. So, like, technically, I can do it whenever. I could have.
Wait. See,
6 months ago. I'm just a little lazy.
But there's like, it's like class, though, and stuff. I mean, in Ohio, anyways, it was shit. Like, you
can do it online now, though.
Oh.
You're not like amped to
You
get
can
your,
do like- an online test and then just walk into the DMV and show them the receipt that you passed the test and they'll give you your permit.
Oh, yeah, that's you're legit. Not just like amped to get your license. Like, I remember.
Oh,
it was, like,
dude, I'm hyped, but like, I'm also scared, you know?
Yeah.
With me, I'm not like, when I go go-karting and stuff, I'm not like the fastest one out there. Like, I'm steady.
Yeah,
so
I feel you.
You're responsible.
The race, you know?
You turn your blinker on.
Yeah. I feel you. See, for me,
you'd be whipping that thing, bro, like hundreds
yo,
of miles per
he
hour.
He put a plow on a 4x4.
Is that what's out there?
G-Wagon.
Yeah.
Bro.
It's one of those
that
things.
That thing looks huge. I saw your pig too, man.
Like, Logan's not into cars.
We got to talk about your pig.
We got a lot of stuff
I had a
here.
Question.
All right.
I was like, is it trained?
Quite the opposite, Jacob. The pig sucks.
Horrible.
I'm
Does
just being honest.
Does it stink at all? Nice rolling thing. Any
oh,
mud?
Stinks. The best way to describe Pearl Bing Bing is she is annoying. She is annoying, which is odd for an animal to be annoying. But she has one mission in life and it's to get food, which is sort of like me, but like, I know when to pull the plug and be like a nice guy, you know, she doesn't, dude. She'll just
one track mind
bug you all day. She doesn't care about anything. She doesn't care about you. She doesn't love you.
Not
she
only
wants
that,
food.
She screams at the top
it's
of
bad.
Her lungs.
It's bad.
Like if you
it's
get
like
in
a
the way,
screech or what?
A screech.
Bro. Something awful, huh?
It's terrible.
You could hear it if you want.
Bad.
Go try to pick her up.
Another thing is that's interesting about the pig while we're on that topic is my room, she sleeps right underneath the window in my room. I'm on the second floor. Anytime I open the window, I'm like, did someone poop in my room?
It smells horrible.
I'm sure the answer is sometimes yes.
Sometimes the dog gets in. Sometimes I don't make it to the toilet. Sometimes Spencer doesn't make it to the toilet. Make it.
Yo, have you ever pooped yourself in your sleep? Never. I've never. That's why I'm just asking.
No, I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah. I've never.
Wait, who does that?
Yeah, I mean.
Nope.
Apparently, that's a thing, dude. Not just in your sleep, though. Like
awake?
Like, I know a grown-ass friends that
they wear adult diapers,
quite
right?
Quite often wear adult diapers and poop themselves.
I feel like we
You know,
all,
hey,
I've never.
All love.
Is pooping your pants the same as sharding?
Yeah.
Or is it?
Yeah.
Right?
I think it depends.
The definition of
like a shart is different than poop. Just a little guy.
Wait, is a shart right?
just a little guy.
Yo, those are like the little things, bro. Hey, yo, we're talking about poop right now.
And
I feel like I'm at like a lunch table in school right now, actually.
That's exactly what this is. Yeah, that's a great way to describe impulsive.
We're in the cafeteria. Like, this is our table.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think about Michael Cohen, Trump's ex-lawyer, getting sentenced to 3 years for his hush money scandal?
No comment.
No comment.
No comment. No comment.
His managers are like, no comment.
No comment. That's my team's telling me no comment, so there will be no comment on that.
Out of all the things we've talked about, that's the one thing they're like, yeah. They're like, no comment. It's smart. Stay out of politics. In fact, stay out of my goddamn house. I'm ending this Impulsive podcast right now. I'm joking. You're welcome back anytime. We love you, Jacob. We wish the best for you and
thank
can
you,
see
man.
Bright, big things
hell
in
yeah.
your future.
Amazing.
Subscribe, guys. And yeah, we'll see you Friday. Take it easy. Peace.
Stay safe.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.